This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Tuesday he will address the nation on Wednesday night about his decision to end his re-election bid, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says on social media he will discuss what lies ahead and how he will finish the job for the American people. But on Capitol Hill,
if Joe Biden is not fit to run for president, he is not fit to run the country.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and many Republicans are urging the president to step down. The White House calls that ridiculous. And number four House Democrat Ted Lieu used a football analogy to explain why.
Like a quarterback takes a team that's like 4 years ago not doing well, and then now takes them to having a winning victory and says, you know, I'm going to retire next year. Doesn't mean that quarterback can't play this year.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former U.S. President and current Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump will host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday at his resort in Palm Beach, Florida, Trump said on Tuesday. Netanyahu on Wednesday will seek the renewed support of Congress for Israel's military operations in the Palestinian enclave of Gaza. This week he will also meet both President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, who on Sunday entered the 2024 presidential race after Biden pulled out. Ugandan police forcefully detained dozens of protesters in Kampala on Tuesday as young people rallied against government corruption, defying a ban on demonstrations. Authorities had banned the protest, citing potential security risks. In response, heavily armed police and soldiers were deployed throughout the city center, setting up checkpoints and patrolling in riot gear to deter further demonstrations. This is VOA News. The United States has invited the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces for U.S.-mediated ceasefire talks starting on August 14th in Switzerland, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Tuesday. The leader of the RSF said early on Wednesday that they will participate in the talks. The talks will include the African Union, Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, and the United Nations as observers, Blinken said in a statement. Saudi Arabia will be a co-host for the discussions, he added. Meanwhile, in Cameroon, Moki Edwin Kendesga reports from Yaoundé about the opposition saying it's not intimidated from threats by officials warning them to stop saying negative things about Paul Biya, who they accuse of postponing elections.
A heavy military.
Government spokesperson René Emmanuel Sadi said it was unacceptable for people to use irreverent language about the 91-year-old president. On Tuesday, Human Rights Watch said Jigden's announcement should be revoked to ensure the right to freedom of expression. The rights group says it is becoming increasingly difficult to speak freely in Cameroon. Moki Edwin Kinzeka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
U.S. Senator Bob Menendez submitted his resignation on Tuesday, planned for August 20th, in the aftermath of his conviction on corruption charges, including bribery and acting as an agent for Egypt's government. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Menendez was facing pressure from fellow Democrats to give up the job after being found guilty on 16 criminal counts that included bribery, obstruction of justice, and wire fraud earlier in the month. The trial centered on what federal prosecutors called several overlapping bribery schemes, in which the senator and his wife accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash, gold bars, and car and mortgage payments from three businessmen. In exchange, Menendez, a fixture in Washington for more than three decades, helped steer billions of dollars in American aid to Egypt and tried to influence the criminal prosecutions of two of the businessmen, prosecutors said. Menendez plans to appeal.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The director of the U.S. Secret Service resigned on Tuesday in the aftermath of the assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump. The shooting unleashed an outcry about the agency responsible for protecting U.S. politicians failed its core mission. I'm Joe Ramsey.